Boker Tov, good morning. Today's daf is Daf Lamed Aleph. We're at the top of the page on the Mishnah. Three lines from the top of the page. The Mishnah begins. Shnei kadarin shayu melchin ze achar ze. You have two potters that were walking one after another. Venitkal harishon venafal. The first one tripped and fell. Venitkal hashani barishon. And the second one tripped on the first one and got hurt. Harishon chayav v'nizkei shani. The first one who tripped is liable for the damages of the second one. The Gemara begins, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Lo teima matnitin Rabbi Meir hi. Don't say the Mishnah follows Rabbi Meir, the Amar, that he says, Nitkal posheahu v'chayav, that a tripper, someone who trips, is negligent and he's liable. Ela afilu l'Rabbanan, even if you want to say according to the Rabbanan, the Amri, that they say, Anusu patur, that the person who trips is out of his control and he's patur, hacha chayav, over here he would be liable, shahayalu la'amod v'lo amad, because he had enough time to stand after he tripped, and he didn't stand, and the second guy tripped on him, so therefore he would be liable. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, he says, Afilu tema lo hayalo la'amod. Even if you want to say he did not have enough time to stand, hayalo lehazir velo hizir. He should have warned the second guy, and he didn't do that, causing him to be liable. But Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says, Kevan shelo de lo hayalo la'amod, lo hayalo lehazir de terid. Since he didn't have enough time to stand, he didn't have enough time to warn, because he was so busy with taking care of his affairs after he fell, you know, let's say bandaging up or taking care of his wounds. So therefore, he didn't have enough time to warn either. Tanan, the Mishnah says, we have a Mishnah, Haya Baal Kora Rishon. If let's say the first guy was an owner of a beam, Ubal Chavit Acharon, and the last guy was an owner of a barrel. Nishbara Chavit Bekora, and the barrel broke on the beam, Patur, he's exempt. Vim Amad Baal Kora, if the guy, the first guy, who was the owner of the beam, stood, chayav, nishbara chavit bekorah, if the barrel broke on the beam, patur yirbi exempt, v'imamad bal korah, and if the owner of the beam stood, chayav yirbi liable. So the Gemara says, my love, sha'amad katef, is it not talking about that he stood in order to fix the beam on his shoulder, let's say, the orchehu, that's the normal way, v'katane chayav, and it taught that you'd be liable, to have a leila azir, because he had enough time, he should have warned the second guy, he didn't warn him, so therefore you'd be liable. Is that not what it's talking about? We're in the middle of Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, no, that's not what it's talking about. Kishamad lafush, no, he was standing to rest, and that's why he's liable. The Gemara says, aval amad lekatef mai, but if he stood to fix the positioning of the position of the beam, what would be the case? Patur, would he be exempt? So the Gemara says, adetani seifa, instead of teaching in the seifa, v'yimamar lo lebal chavit amod patur, if he told the owner of the barrel, stand, he's exempt. You should just leave look v'lit nevedida. Why don't you just argue on the topic itself? But men, v'yimamorim, what are we talking about? Kisha amad lafush. If he stood in order to rest, that's when he's liable. Aval amad lekatef patur, but if he stood in order to fix the beam on his shoulder, you would be exempt. Why doesn't it teach that? So the Gemara says, Haka mashmalan, it's going to teach us that afal gav da amad lafush, even though he stood to rest, ki ka'amar lo leval chavid amot patur, since he tells the owner of the barrel to stand, therefore he would be exempt, even though his standing was in order to rest, and that's an unusual way, still he would be exempt. So the Gemara says, Tashma, we have a braita. Hakadarin, if you have a potters, v'azagazin, zagagin rather, and the people who sell glass, shayu malachin ze achar ze, were walking after one another. Nitkala harishon v'nafal, the first guy tripped and fell. V'nitkala sheni barishon, the second guy tripped on the first guy. V'ashlishi v'sheni, and the third guy tripped on the second guy. This is a very interesting case. Rishon, yeah, dominoes. Rishon chayav v'nizke sheni, the first guy has to pay the damages of the second guy. V'sheni chayav v'nizke shlishi, and the second guy has to pay the damages of the third guy. V'mechamata rishon naflu, and if it was all because of the first guy that they fell, we're going to see how that's possible. Rishon chayav v'nizke kulam, the first guy would be liable for all of the damages. So the Gemara says, "Vim hiziru ze ze peturin." And if they warned one another, then they're all exempt. The Gemara says, "My love, shelo hayalu lahen la'amod." Is it not talking about a case that they did not have enough time to stand? The Gemara says, "Lo shayalu lahen la'amod." No, they had enough time to stand, and that's why, since they didn't stand, and the next guy got damaged, you would be liable. The Gemara says, "Aval lo hayalem la'amod mai." What if he didn't have enough time to stand? What's the din? Patur, you'd be exempt. Yachi, if that's the case, Adetani Seifa, instead of teaching in the latter part, Im Hiziru Zeze Patur, if they warned one another, then you would be exempt. Liflog Validim Vidida, why don't you just argue on the topic itself, which is, B'midrim Amurim, what is the case here? Shehayalin Amod, they had to have stood. They had enough time to stand. Aval lo hayalin Amod Peturin. But if they fell and they didn't have enough time to stand and the next guy tripped on him, he would be exempt. Why don't we just argue on that topic? The Gemara says, Hakam Ashmalan is coming to teach us, the afal gav, the hayalin Amod, he zero zeze Peturin. Even though the guy had enough time to stand, if he warned the next guy, be careful, he would be exempt if the next guy tripped on him. Amar Rava, Rava comes and says, Rishon chayav v'niske sheni. When we said the first guy is liable for the damage of the second guy, ben miniske gufo, ben miniske mamuno. Whether it was damage caused by his own, the first guy's own guf, or the first guy's own money, his own property. Sheni chayav v'niske shlishi, whereas the second guy is liable for the damage of the third guy, that's specifically beniske gufo. That's if he tripped on his second guy's body. Aval lo beniske mamuno, but not if he tripped on the first second guy's property. So the Gemara says, Miman avshach. What's the difference? In itkal posheyahu, if we say someone who trips is negligent, sheni nami lechayev, the second guy also should be liable, even if it wasn't his body, rather it was something that he owned. In itkal la posheyahu, if we say the guy who tripped is not negligent, afilu rishon nami lepater, even the first guy should be exempt. Why are we saying the first guy is liable for both goof and mamon, whereas the second guy is only liable for goof? How could that be? So flipping the amud, the Gemara says, Rishon vaday poshehu. The first guy is for sure considered negligent. Sheni agufo michayev. So the second guy, is only liable on his guf. The havalei la'amod v'lo amad, because he had enough time to stand and he didn't stand. So therefore, he's liable if the guy tripped on his body. Amamono patur, but if it was on his personal property or his money, the person tripped on something that he owned. That case, the Amarle, I bera lav ana kerite. He could just say, this pit, I didn't dig this pit open. Therefore, the second guy would not be liable for damages caused by his mamon, but he would be liable for damages caused by his goof only. Gemara then says, Meitive, hold on, we have a contradiction. Kulan chayavin an niske gufan. Everyone is liable on the niske, the nezik of the goof. Upturin al niske mamonan, and they're patur, they're exempt on damages of the mamon. So the Gemara says, my love, afilu rishon, is this not talking about even the first guy? That we said the first guy would be, that he would be liable for damages he caused with his body or with his mamon. Now it's saying no, he's liable for damages only by the goof, not by the mamon. Is it not even including the first guy? So the Gemara says, no, the barmer rishon, it's talking about all of the other people except for the first guy. So the Gemara says, Va'akulam ketane. It says everyone. It doesn't just say the first guy, the rest of the people. It says everyone. The Gemara says, Amar Rava Davar Hava, Kulana Nizakin. All of the damagers. Oh, not. So how do you explain that? Hold on. Haimai, what's the case here? Iyamar Bishlama Afilu Rishon. If you say even the first guy is only liable for body damages, not for monetary, if the guy tripped on his property, or something that he owned. Hainu kede katani kulan. That's why it says all of them. Ela iamart. But if you say the bar merishon, it's excluding the first guy. My kulan. Why does it say the word kulan? Everyone. It shouldn't say the word kulan. So the Gemara says litne hanizakin. It should have just said the damaged ones, meaning all of them but the first one. It didn't mean to say the word kulan, speaking about all of them. So the Gemara says ela amar Rava. So then Rava comes and says, Rishon Chayav, Ben, we have to give a different answer. He says, Rishon Chayav, Ben Biniske Gufos de Sheni, Ben Biniske Mamono de Sheni. He says, no, it's not that the first guy is liable for his damages of his body or his Mamon. Rather, he's liable for the damages caused to the second guy on the second guy's body or the second guy's Mamon. Whereas Vesheni, the second guy, Chayav Biniske Shlishi, Biniske Gufo, he's liable for the third guy's damages on the third guy's body. Avalo beniske mamono, but not the third guy's mamon or any of his property that was any of his kelim that were damaged, that he would not be liable. So the Gemara says, "My tama." What would be the reason there? Dahavale bor is considered like a pit. Velo matzinu bor shechiyev bo da kelim, and we don't find a case of a pit that a person would be liable for kelim, for utensils that fell into that pit and caused damage to, that a person would be liable for. So therefore, so to view, the second guy is considered like a pit, and therefore the utensils, the kelim, would not be liable to the second guy on the damages for the third guy. So the Gemara says, Hanicha l'Shmuel. That makes sense according to Shmuel that says, Damar, kol takala borhu, that any type of takala, any like incident that happens, is considered like a pit. Ela le Rav, but according to Rav, Damar I afkere in ilo lo ma'ikal memar. According to Rav, who says that if you make it ownerless, then yes, it's like a bore, it's like a pit. But if you don't make it ownerless, then it's not like a fit. Then what would you say according to Rav? According to Rav, how would you answer such a case? So to look at Rashi, Rashi says, "Damar ilo afkerei lo avibor vishlam mamon ikalamei mar demafkir inish." It makes sense. Mamon person would make it ownerless. Ela guf mi mafkir. But does a person make his own body ownerless? Person would never make their own body ownerless. So how would that make sense? So the Gemara says, "Leolam damar miikara." Rather, it's like we said to begin with, how we said earlier that we said it's talking about kulan, that all of them, and except for the first one. So the Gemara says, and the fact that the difficulty that we had, that it said, oh, everyone, how, why would it say everyone if it's coming to exclude the first guy? So the Gemara says, Targama Rabada Bar Minyomi Kameda Rabina, he taught, he translated in the front of Rabina, Shehusku Kelim Be Kelim. It was talking about the second guy's Kelim got damaged to the on the first guy's Kelim. And that was the case that it was referring to over here. Look at Rashi. Rashi says it's a long Rashi. We'll read part of it. The brayta de'el kigon shusku kelim bekelim uleolam milte de rava kidehava shamina lemeikara digufo de rishon v'sheni hava kemazikin beyadayim chayvin al akol v'afilu lishmol de'amar demidi the law of kerei avibor hanemil be'mamon aval digufo adam hu velo bor v'chayav aniske kelim u'mamono shel rishon lishmol. Bin afkere, bin afkere avibor, ulerav ilo afkere chayav vakol, vi afkere avibor, then he tell me asmo poshehu. So he's going through the back and forth explaining how you would explain this between the opinion of Rav or the opinion of Shemuel, depending on how you would look at this case. And so the way he's explaining over here is talking about that it was kelim damaged by kelim, and that's how we would answer such a contradiction. And then Rashi also says, "Umamono shasheni patur avan avaniske guf shlishi," that the mamon of the sheni of the second person is exempt even on the nezek of the body of the third person. The nezek amufkar de onesu, it's considered damaged ownerless by case of ones. Okay, and the Rashi goes very much in depth, and we'll skip the rest of it. Okay, then the Gemara continues. Amar mor im mechamat rishon naflu. We said earlier that if they all fell because of the first guy, what's the case? Rishon chayav iniske kulan. The first guy would be liable for all the damages. How is it possible if you have dam, you have one, two, and three people? First guy trips, second guy trips on the first guy. How can they all fall because of the first guy? There's a second guy also that tripped. So if anything, the third guy would trip on the second guy. How can you say that the first guy is the one that causing the tripping? So the Gemara says, Mechamat rishon hechi naful. Because of the first guy, how could they have all fallen? So the Gemara gives two answers. Rav Papa Amar. The Pascal le orche kishilda, so he was lying on the floor like a nevela, like a body, or is on like lying on the ground, and therefore when the second guy tripped over him, he fell over him, and therefore the third guy, when he tripped over, was tripping on the first guy, was still there because the second guy tripped over the first guy. The next opinion says Rav Zavid Amar, he says kechutra de samyuta. He says, the way Rashi explains, it's like a makel shosumin. It's like a stick that a blind person uses to walk. That's how he was lying, which is not always straight. Sometimes it's diagonal. Rashi says, "Pamim shum moshito lerochav aderech umegashesh." Sometimes he sticks it out. You know, the blind person sticks his stick out in order to be able to feel that nobody's in front of him, so he continues walking. Right? Sometimes you have that, and that's how it could have been that the second guy tripped over that, and the first guy, a third guy, would have tripped over the first guy as well. So all of them have damaged from the first guy, it clearly is a possibility, and therefore the first guy would be liable for all of those damages had that happened. Okay, we'll stop there for today, and we'll do a 1-minute recap.